meditate. What I like to present here, there's something in the Rambam, but I just before I want to present the backdrop of it. In Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, that has gone there for years, a lot of things which I just noticed now, which should have bothered me, and I'm going to try to deal with them. Okay? Now, first of all, I just tell you the problems, and I'm going to work on this, okay? Why is it called Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah? Okay, I could have imagined it called Hilchos Megillah v'Nei Chanukah, or Hilchos Purim v'Chanukah. But to call it Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah is a little strange. Okay, we'll see a lot of other problems, and we'll go through them, I guess, later. But I just want to give you the backdrop, okay? Just the backdrop, just Rishonim say in general, and then I may stop in the middle of the Rishonim, because I want to finish off the Rambam. Rishonim, Gainim, just how they look at a lot of different things. And we'll see, the Gemara Shabbos, or compare and contrast it to Megillah's Tainus, and we'll see, we'll try to get into this. Okay? Gemara Shabbos, Chaf Olam Beis, it's a very strange question. My Chanukah, the Tana Rabbanan, see, ostensibly, may even be quoting something like the Megillah's Tainus, but when we look at the Megillah's Tainus, it either is just presenting it in a different way, or something's going on. Okay, my Chanukah, the Torah of one of Chofei v'Kislei, Yomei the Chanukah Tmanya, Inun the Lola Mishpud Bahim, the Lola Sanis Bahim. It's recorded as both an Issa Hesbit and an Issa Tainus. Okay? Shekeshenichnesu Yevonim Lehecho Timu Kol Hashmonim Shevehecho. So it immediately goes to the issue of what the Shemin was Tomei and Tohor, and that's the most important thing over here. Ukeshegobro Malchus Hashmonoi V'Nitzchom, also an important thing. It talks about a victory in a war. Okay, it seemed to be a struggle, because if it wasn't a struggle, the word Gavra doesn't make any sense. Okay, Botku v'leimotzu elapach echod shel shemen shoyemunach b'chis moishal kohen gadol v'loyhoy boi lahadlik el yoyim echod nase boi neis v'likri meru shmoni yomim. Okay, then the next year, Lashon Acheres, not this year. Okay, I don't know. Lashon Acheres, I don't know if they can be Keveya or they wait. Lashon Acheres, Kovum, and it has two words. Kovum, V'osum Yomim Tevim. Okay, very interesting expression, Yomim Tevim. Okay, they made it to Yom Tevim. Then it says, Behalil, Behalil. That's the Gemara. Okay? You have to know what the Yontiv is and what's going on over here. Okay? Now, this Inyan of Yontiv, this Inyan of Yontiv, we find also in Megillah's Tainus. Okay? And explains what the Yontif is all about, okay? And it talks about Chanukah Samizbeach. Okay? In the Talmud Bavli, the way the Bavli relates the story, okay, there's no discussion whatsoever about Chanukah Samizbeach. Okay? So here's the way it goes. And however, you can't really say that, because there's certainly, it's clear in Talmud Bavli that they made a new Mizbeach. Because that's the Gemara in Avodah Zorah and Beis Mabeis, Lehm Mesayi, Lehm Mizvach HaSfoinis, Bo Gonzu, Beis Chashmonoi, Es Avnei HaMizbeach Sheshoksu, Anshe Yovon. The Omer of Sheshe, Sheshoksu, Avodah Zorah, Omer Apok, Bo Hosun, Ko Ashkech Vodorosh, Tichsi, Vobo, Pritzu, Vechilu. Say that. That's the scoop, okay? You can't deny there was a new Mizbeach, okay? And what Chanukah's Mizbeach is, but certainly the issue of Chanukah's HaMizbeach or the Miluyim is Minyon HaShel Yoyim, because that's the Kriyas HaTerah, and that's the Mepurish Gemara Megillah, Laman Aleph and Man Aleph, okay? But the Bavli doesn't make a big deal out of it, okay? And the Maseches, and we'll see, the Maseches Tainis makes a big deal out of it, okay? This comes in Maseches Tainis. Esim v'chamisha v'kisle, be'esim v'chamisha v'kisle, be'esim v'chamisha be'i, chanukoso, t'manyo yoimen, t'lo le'mitzvot b'hoim. It doesn't mention Tainis, lo le'mitzvot b'hoim. Kishinich yobonim lehechol, timuko ashmonim shevehechol, shegobu yad, based chashmonoi v'nitzchum. You know, it sounds like, you know, it sounds very similar. It sounds offhand. The Bavli is quoting this. I don't know if it's editing it. It's a different Maseichah. What's happening over here? V'lemotza l'pach echot, shoyim munach b'choyse shokoyim godo, shul nitmo, v'loy b'hadak al yom echot, nazim v'yisle, hizdikom v'menu shmoni yom. V'shona acheres, kobum shmoni yom tevim. Okay. Now, there it says, Kovum v'yosiyom tevim, okay? But it says b'hal v'edor. Here, it doesn't say the kovyom tevim, okay? And then, it has a question and answer. Uma ro'u lasois chanukah shmoni yomim? V'haloi chanukah she'osa Moshe b'midbo lo'yosa l'shivis yomim? Chanukah HaMishkan, Chanukah HaMizbeach, it's real, the real thing. Otherwise, the kash doesn't make any sense. Chenei Pesach Olam Moy Leiseitzu Shimas Yomim, V'goymer, okay? And very strange, he's not talking about the Nesim afterwards, but it's talking about what happened before, okay? V'goymer, V'yoymer V'yihi HaMakdiv V'yoymer Rishon, then it goes afterwards. Yom Rishon, Es Kovonoi, V'goymer, V'shvi Hikar Ephraim, V'chein motzino, and that was the end of it? I don't get it. V'chein motzino, v'chanukah shosu shlomo, shelo osu ele shivas yomim. Shinema, ki chanukas hamizbeach, osu shivas yomim. V'chag shivas yomim. Ma ro'u lasu is chanukas in shmoni yomim. That's a kasha, okay? And you see clearly, that's what's going on over here. And they mention the Pach Shemin, whatever it is, okay, it's a side issue. Ella, we'll see that side issue now, we'll see a little bit more about it. Eli Mei Malchus Yobun, Nichsli Bei Chashmanoi Lehechel, Ubonu Es HaMizbeach, V'sadu V'sid. Okay. V'chol Shivas HaYomim, Hoyim Misachne V'Klisharis. Then, you know, like something's missing over here. So comes the Ozahua. I'm just going to take part of it, okay? Comes the Ozahua. The Ozahua learns the Pshat is the Mischilas Tainis has tried to explain why did the Nes take eight, why was there a Nes for 8 days? V'chot enas ha-neis, sho'e doylek sh'moni yomim, p'yu sh'moi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchok, mishum sho'e trudim, ko shivas yomim, bebinyan ha-mizbeach ha-bekvishores, yamin ha-megilas tainis. L'deiris chanukas beis chashvinoi. V'lo mohi nohegas l'deiris. And then it goes on. So it means it's an amazing thing. Okay? This shiva, that's the answer to the question. You don't know what happened to the question. The question, since they were involved in building the Mizbeach for the building the Mizbeach and making the klishos in 7 days, they have a chance to miss Asik to make new shemen. So the last day of the chance, so you need it for 8 days. That's what it says, okay? What's very, very important over here, I'm not getting involved, I'm just going to point out something. There's an amazing thing, which I don't want to talk about. You're going to want me to talk about it, I'm talking about. The Rambam says, Vidliku mimenu, from this nev, this pach, neiris hamarocha. Okay? So Rav always says, what's neiris hamarocha? Why is it called neiris hamarocha? So he says, you find it, could they also neiris hamarocha? Neiris hamarocha are neiris of miluim. Why? Okay. Why? Because the din is that lokas hamenur is only for the speyach. But kolz man yevneir dolechi madik mineir leneir. But if you have a new menorah, okay, so what do you got to do? You got to take it from the mizbeach, okay? And they need a marocha. It was a marocha for eish for that locha. So that's called neiris hamarocha, okay? But there's a problem over here, because then the mizbeach had to precede this menorah, okay? Not the way Megillus Tainus is presenting it. Okay? Now you're going to want me to talk about it? I'm not going to talk about this now. That's not what you said. Okay? It's a bonus question. And if you knew the question before, I apologize. Okay? Now, Vaita. Then it goes on. Chanukas beis chashno l'deiris v'loma hiv noheges l'deiris ash osa b'tseisom mitzol l'vocha v'yomu bo halil v'ido v'ylika bo neiris. Again, the fish nichtu yevonim. Again, the Megillus Tainus. Behecha v'timu kol hakelim v'lohoyim malahadlik v'shegovu yad beis chashmenoi heviu shiva shipudei barzel v'chipum bebet v'schil lahadlik. So they made improvised menorah and they were madlik. Okay, doesn't say from where. It was almost bare. You understand? Umago ligma benet halil is a separate question. Okay, there was a nitzachon over here, and there was a nes. Okay, from the menorah. V'lam decho shekol teshua uteshua she'osa kodesh boch liyisrael heim makdimin lefonot b'halal v'sheva. Okay, that's the Megillus Tainus. Okay. Now the Ozrua talks about barichus and clearly says. Ulefikoch Niko Chanuk al Shem Chanuk al Zizbeach Shinisto Ubonu. Okay, Shinisto Ubonu. Yeah, and then behind the name they've been measured Shlomo Nisocho Parshas Ba'alo Yisocho B'chulei L'deiris Mash Degam. Okay? So, Bekitza Chanukah, now, according to Mesechus Tainis, the way it's presented, that is Chanukah's Mizbeach. Probably, there's no mention of it, okay? I want to put things in its perspective. And a priori, what the Babli's doing is editing this My Chanukah and giving us its take on it. Okay, Mercedes, and it's still called Chanukah. What everyone has Chanukah, this, that, whatever it is. But you know, the Baal doesn't express my Chanukah. Tells this and doesn't say anything about the Chanukah Mizbeach. But there had to be Chanukah Mizbeach because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah quotes that there was they had to make a new Mizbeach. Okay, Mercedes. Now. Is a tour. Comes the tour,
in Tafresh Ein. My Chanukah Desanya, the whole Maisa. Okay. And okay. And he quotes the Braisa, the way it's in the Gemara. Bahalal Boido, Pirish Loim Ben Halil, Lohoides Loim Boyal Nisim Boido, which we'll see that's Rashi. Okay, we'll come to that later. Vagam Im Yesh Makimois Shinoigan Isa Bachoka. What is it? Okay, but he's talking about that. Vakom Chanukah Chonu B'chof Hei. Okay. So that's nothing to do with anything. Okay? V'hoyo Oimer Horam Mi Rutenberg Berk, I assume it's Rutenberg, Ram Rutenberg, Zal Shiribui Hasuda Shemar Bin Bohem Hein Suda Suda Shutz Shalikobo L'Haloido V'loi Mishta V'simcha. Okay? That's what he says. Okay. Okay. He talks about Ribui Suda, and he says only a minig. Okay. Come to Darkei Moshe, B'Shem, the Darkei Moshe, B'Shem Horah Miprag, B'Nois Aleph, Avu Zvizel Shoyne, because of Mari Pra, Mahara Miprag, וזה לשוין אבו מורחי האורוך סימן טוב רשי חדושה אנשי שם אוהב על אלף קוסם ובמגילס טיינס אומרו שקובו יונטב משום חנוכה שמזבאה Oh, comes in the Shulchan Aruch through the Mordechai through the Dark and Moshe this whole stickle Torah from Mizbeach וכן קוסם אור זרוע וכן מש ממדרש פסיקתא רבוסי Okay. This is the in Bala Yisrael. Okay. V'ochoyma shekavu mishum nes. So how did two things square? How did everything square? V'yeshleima, listen to this. Shumzeh kavu mishteh v'simcha. For the Chanukah Mizbeach, it was mishteh v'simcha. Avol l'hal l'hoideis kavu mishum nes. Two dinim. Anayim aysa. So what Mari Woodbrook says is Tama Minig, they say it's based on the Megillah's tiny, it's the two dinim over here. And that's all I'm over the two dinim. V'chein mashmer pirush Rashi, I can't say, v'chein mashmer pirush Rashi, that's correct, that the Hal of Ador is for the Nes, okay, or the way the Gemara presents it was Greiser, but there's nothing in Rashi about the Sudas. The Eshel is there, Nogom Mishel Simcha, ומצוצי בגוס מנהוגים סודס חנק רשות לקח נוגו לאי ומזמור אבס בי שבוחס כדי שיהיה כסודס מצווה Okay. But the סודס מצווה לחיירי is the mishmah simcha לא סודס מאמש the two dinim that's what it has in Babli as well there's nothing about this you can talk about Gilles Tainis maybe about and maybe that's what the yontif is about the yontif that's the yontif is a yontif of Chanukah Mizbeach, but no mention of Sudas or anything. And no mention of how you celebrate this yontif. Okay? Let's say that.
He's just saying a minute, right? He's not saying more than
that. The Mahmoud Gutenberg says that it's a minig.
The Marav Prague.
But he also is saying, oh, he said that's what the pshat in the minig is. The minig is an expression of but comes out whatever you call it that the Chanukah Samizbeach which happened which they were Kveh Yontif that Yontif has no dinim and that which you say Halavodah has nothing to do with the Yontif okay and the question is what's Chat in the Gemara the Gemara says Yontif for Halavodah okay Zok Rashi what's Chat in the Gemara okay calling this Rashi listen Zot Rashi, we awesome Yom Tovim Bahal Vador, Loi Shasum Molocha. Not the whole discussion in Megillah that the Yontif usually is an Isa Molocha or whatever. Okay, good. Okay. Shalei Nikvu Ela Likois Halil V'loime Al Hanisim B'Hedo'o. Oh, so the yontif is a yontif of halavoy door on the nest. Okay? But nothing at all to do with Chanukah Samizbeh. According to the Rashi, you know, it's a little strange how the Rashi quoted that. That's the chor the Rashi is. Okay? So it comes out, even though Al Nis is not Makav and Tefillah, which we know, whatever it is, but there is the Etzet Takono, is the Halel Hoidah, is Halel and Hoidah. And that's the Yontif. So you don't daven Shemon Esrei again if you forget Al Nisim. Not because you're not Mechuyit to say Al Nisim, but you can't daven Shemon Esrei again because you were Yotze Shemon Esrei. Unless you, so you don't gain anything, right? No, you don't have anything. It's like, for example, the Shiltas has a question about if you get with saying in Birchas HaMozoin, why do you have to be Chayzer again, or how can you be Chayzer again? Because you were to Birchas HaMozoin, how do you say Birchas HaMozoin again before the say? Okay, whatever he talks about over here. But the Chayr is, that was Takon, Halil Vaidah, okay? It was Vaidah in Tefillah. Nothing to do with Birchas HaMozoin. The Gemara later Chavdal is a different question. Not getting involved in that. Whether you say Al Nisim Birchas HaMozoin. Okay, we say that. Okay. Now the Shultas. Okay. The Shultas is an amazing thing, because the Shultas says in the Shulta from Vayishlach, Shulta Vayishlach, Shulta the Machayv in the Beis Yisrael Oduye Leshvuchay Kamishmaya. Be donned Mizrach Shlu Nisa. Tichsiv Halu as Hashem Kol Goyim Sham Cholomim. It's a chiyuv when it's a nes to say Halu Vaydor. Okay, and he says like this, and goes on. I'm skipping a little bit, and he says V'chad Mote Yoyim Mizrach Shlu Nisa Yisrael Kegoyin Chanukah Purim Mechayiv Levuchei Baruch. Asher also nisim la'avoseinu bizman hazeh. So after the ikah is to say the she'osa nisim. Okay, she'osa hazeh b'chanukah al shraga v'purim al mikum megillah. Okay, which is an amazing thing. The ganze, you know, the megillah, you know, it's only to be able to say she'osa nisim la'avoseinu. We understand a little bit more what the Raya is. I'm not getting involved in this. But okay, good. Shosan Yisrael, Abiseinu. There's Shenema Vayyume Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Umechai Lemig Mahalo, Tmani Yoyme. This is the Loduche, Loduye Lishbuche. Umechai Laluke, Shraga, Techanaka Tmani. It's only, you know, interesting. Like the Halokas Ne Chanaka is the, you know, is the tail end, the epilogue. Okay? Shos and Nisim, you know, you can imagine. Shos and Nisim, I would say, no. Halil? Okay. So, that I would assume, that's the Halil of Hidah. The Halil is that, and the Hidah is Shos and Nisim, I would say. I'm not, he doesn't say, doesn't quote the Gemara. Okay? I don't know. Okay? We say that. Now, the amazing thing, okay? Okay. Now, I just want to mention another shultas to get a better understanding of this. I want to get through it to the Rambam, okay? The shultas in Vayakil, Samoch Zayin. What about Purim? With the Machayv of the Beis Yisrael, Lemechal Umishtei B'Puraya. Vodouye ushbuche kameshmaya al kol nisaya da avazon. Okay? And I want to tell you something. I have rayas, but I don't want to get into this, okay? I don't think it's the way the Hamak Shaila learns to say the Alan Nisim in Birchas HaMozoin, but it means that you should, in the Sudas Kulim, it shouldn't be a Sudas Kresar, but you should sing Shirus Tishbochus Tokolish Bochum. Okay? And I have a raya diuk from the Bahalachs Gedolis. Mechayv le mechal le mishtei bepurai ve'uduye nisa the avon lon
akuche brikh voslan le inish le mesa betenisa aber le mev be mlocha shapi ve khule ye then it says un me khayev un me khayven le akuy al nisen be tfilo be moedim ve im bol a haske be khsamoz maske be hidok tfilo. So if the shpuch is the al nisen, the whole bahab doesn't make any sense. Okay, so that's a very interesting thing. So the discussion about Purim, there's a chiyuv hoidah too, a double chiyuv hoidah, a chiyuv hoidah in Suda, okay, and the Suda is part of it, and a chiyuv hoidah on Mikra Megillah to say Shas Anisim, and Chanukah the chiyuv hoidah is the Shas Anisim, and the Hallel, and the Halakas Neiris, okay? Now let me get to the Rambam, okay? Now I want to just see what is going on. That's the general, you don't see in the, I would assume that the Yontif over here in the Shiltais is the Halal Vodor with the Bavli and everything, what's going on with the Megillus Tainis, and that it's quoted. And you know that it's you know, the Ozrua takes it very seriously, okay? And through the Ozrua, that's what the Radake Moshe is based on, okay? Beseder? Now comes the Rambam. What does the Rambam do? The Rambam did an amazing thing, okay? Now, the whole structure, and we'll see. First of all, the Rambam, number one, there's no discussion of Chanukah Sam Mizbeach. It happens to be the Kriyas HaTorah and the Siyum and the Chutzpil, no discussion of Chanukah Sam Mizbeach. The Rambam finds it fit to tell us a story, give us a history lesson. Okay? Okay. The beginning, the Rambam tells us, the Rambam tells us, beginning of Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah, Yesh b'Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah Yesh b'Cholim Shtei Mitzvos. I say, b'Divrei Sofer Ein Amin Aminin. What are these mitzvos? The mitzvos are Kriyas HaMegillah, Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, mitzvos asay m'Divrei Sofer, v'Advorim Yiduim Shitakonos Nevi. Okay, that's one mitzvah. Okay. What's the mitzvah of Chanukah? Gimel, in Perek Gimel, he says, in Perek Gimel, halacha, but look at Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel. But look at Neiris Ben Mitzvah to be some Kriyas HaMegillah. These are the two mitzvahs. Okay. Now, there's a very, very interesting thing going on over here. Okay. Just the whole structure. Besides the question I asked you at the beginning, why does he call it Hilchos Megillah, not Hilchos Purim, and Hilchos Chanukah? And not Hilchos Ner Chanukah, okay, but the mitzvahs are actually the state mitzvahs. The mitzvah is crazy. Okay. What, if you open up Hilchos Megillah, it's a very, very interesting thing. An amazing thing, okay? Because you open Hilchos Megillah, and you open up and you see the structure is, there is a mitzvah Kriyas HaMegillah. And again, and again, and again, it talks about the Dinim of Megillah. Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph Dinim Megillah. Then all the dinim about the that you have to read the whole Megillah and this money of Kriyas Megillah until the end of Perik Aleph with Yom HaKnisa and Mukefes Chaima and Krochim Mukefes Chaima and Ayos Dereis, the whole thing, okay? Perik Beis The whole Perek Beis, one halacha after the next, I didn't increase the Megillah.
Okay. At the tail end, as in
all the dinim, how to write the Megillah, what to do with the Megillah, tefillas of Megillah, read Mitzibul, how do you read Mitzibul, when do you, again and again and again. Okay. The tail end of Hilchos Megillah, it talks about Suvas Purim. Okay. Matanus Evyonin and Mishloach Manos. And you know, when you look at the Rambam, you're amazed. Because why is the mitzvah only Kriyas Megillah? What happened to Suvas Purim, Mishloach Manos, Matanus Evyonin? You know? It's off and mad, okay? The Rambam has one mitzvah to be served. That's what he says. There's one for Hanukkah and there's one for Purim, right? So listen how the Rambam formulates it. And this is the end. This is the end. And he says, Shnei hayom o'elu Shehein Albo osa V'chamisha osa Asurim behesper v'ta'anis L'chol odom L'chol mokai Bein l'bnei krochim Bein l'bnei dos, which depends on matter which day they do, and he talked about Odor Rishon, okay? Anshik Forum Shigdimu Bako Bisheni Bahamishi, a Samuch of Purim, Muton Behes Mitainis, Beyond Krasan. The Yom Kriya doesn't ask Behes Mitainis. The Yom Purim asks Behes Mitainis, okay? The Kriya is Megillah is before. Then he says an amazing phrase. Halacha Yudavid. Mitzvahs Yoyim Arbo Osa. Mitzvahs Yoyim Arbo Osa. The mitzvah is the mitzvah of the 14th. Mitzvahs Yoyim Arbo Osa. Lebnei Kfor Vayoros. V'yoyim Chamish Osa Bnei Krochim. What is the mitzvah Yoyim Arbo Osa? Or the mitzvah Chamish Osa? Lihiyos Yoim Simcha Umishter Umishloach Monos Reim Matanos Vavyeinu. If you look at the Rambam, the mitzvah is not kilu the nesina for the matana. It's not the suda. It's that the yoim should be yoim of Mishter Simcha Umishloach Monos Lihiyos Matanos Vavyeinu. Lihiyos Yoim. That's why he's not calling. There's a mitzvah, become a gillah. But here the mitzvah is really yoy. Okay. Umute basis mlocha. The apple pikein, he will last mlocha the law. When they form to call the call of Bishop Shri, in Chokamos, the yoyin and Chris, the other is Yotsu. I will ask Simcha, but Mishta ain't always near Rabbi's man. Okay.
Can't
the
mitzvah to make a yom? That's not a mitzvah.
I need to mitzvah. I don't know. He says the mitzvah is that the liyos that the yom. That's what he says. He doesn't call himself mitzvah to be safe. Okay. Then he says he talks about the shtakus. He talks about the chalakanim, the holding. Then he finished. Okay. The kids a tail end of the discussion. All kriyas and megillah kriyas and megillah kriyas and megillah kriyas and megillah at the end. Okay. Mitzvah yom avos. Mitzvah yom chamishos. Okay. Now, let's see what Hanukkah. Hanukkah, he tells us a story. Bavayisheni kishamolchu yovon goes to gzeres. Okay, he tells. We go through the story soon. Okay, goes to gzeres. Then it's go to Israel. Okay, the avilu nichnasu loymotzu tor elapach v'chulei v'zikomenu. V'liku imenu and el yom echa v'liku imenu neiris hamarocha neiris hamarocha shmor yom ad shekotchum zeis nevotzil shem ento u'b'nei zeh hiskinu shebe'oiz ador shiyu shmoris yohoyom mo'elu shetchilas milel chamisha osa chamisha v'esrim v'kislev he starts off not with alochis neiris. He starts off with Yimei Simcha v'Halel. Okay? U'madlikim b'hen ha'neiros be'er v'apischei abatim b'chol laila b'laila, b'shmonet halailos, l'hareis ha'ulgalus ha'nes. Yom elu nikon Chanukah, v'nasum b'hesed v'tanis, kimei apurim, v'alokais aneiris b'hen mitzvi d'v'seifim, kikriyas ha'megillah. Okay?
B'seila.
That we know, okay? But the first discussion, the first that he mentions, what does he mention? He starts talking about the Yimei Simcha, the Hallel. Correct? Then, I'll tell you, we'll go more. Then, Kol Shechai B'Kriyas Megillah, Chai B'Alokas Neiros, Ma'amal, he talks about brachas you make. The three brachas, correct? First night, the Reya, all the Din, correct? That's one aloha, aloha dollars. Okay. Now, what would you expect? I would expect if I'd be the Rambam, I'd expect you have a whole perek over here called perek dollars, which are all the dinim of aloha snares. He starts off, perek aloha aloha, kamaneris from aloha, okay? At this point, we don't know kamaneris, b'chal, we don't know anything. Mitzvah sashir, kol bayis, ubayis, malik ner echot, Bein shir yo bayis a bayis mubin, bein not mubin, va mahadi es a mitzvah, malik neiris kimin anshe bayis a bayis, right? Okay? Okay, now, okay, he goes on, all the dinim, kwa shmonim va psilis ksheiris, le ne chanaka, Nechanek and Mitzvah Nichal Pischei Beisai and Shulchan, all the dinim, okay. That's where he starts Perek Dalet. What's in between? He tells us a very simple thing. He tells us that's a yontif. He says that that's a yimei simcha v'halil. Okay. Then he tells the Mitzvah Lokas Neilis. He tells us the brachas. Okay. Then he tells us about Hallel. Mamish, the middle, why the Rambam, who's the greatest, is about Seder, in the middle of nowhere, he talks about Hallel. Okay? Now, you have to understand, okay? What was bothering me is really not the question. All the years was bothering me, all the Hilchos Hallel over here. It's not only the Hilchos Hallel of Hanukkah, he talks about all Hallel. Talking about Hallel on Pesach, and Hallel on Sukkot, and Hallel on Shavuos. Mamish Hallel, 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 and where is it? Right over here, Hilchos Chanukah. Okay. And this is in the break that he took. He mentioned Hilchos Chanukah. Okay. I'll tell you this quick. This is amazingly difficult. It's like, you know, it's so antithetical to everything that the Rambam stands for that it's just, you know, you don't know how to deal with it. And frankly, I never spoke about it because I didn't have a clue of what the answer is. Okay? Okay. Now, the question is, what's going on here? Again, we have the question. Let's go over what we have, okay? On one hand, okay, the question, each question is a reasonable question. On one hand, he calls it Hilchos Megillah, and the other hand, he calls it Hilchos Chanukah. Okay. The other thing, he opens up Hilchos Megillah, Kriyas HaMegillah, he discusses Keseda, he goes to Lalochas, without any hefsek. And as an epilogue, he happens to mention there's Mishta V'Simcha, Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. Okay. In Chanukah, he starts by giving us a history lesson. Okay? Then he happens to mention first that it's Yimei Simcha V'Halil. Then he mentions that there's Halukas Neiris. Okay? and he talks about the bracha, just to make you finish to tell us everything, and really what he explains first. And he starts and explains Hallel by Hanukkah. And Hallel is such an important thing. Oh, this is not, the Hallel is so central to Hanukkah, and so much that all Dinim Hallel in general, oh, that's where it is. And then, in Perek Daled, he decides to continue and explain to us what's going on in Halakas Ner Hanukkah. Okay? Rabbeisai, these are the questions. Okay. Now, maybe it's unfair to do this to myself. I'm going to try. Kiyat Hashem Matayvolai to give an answer to these questions, okay? If you heard these questions, the questions people probably don't ask the questions because I don't think, you know, this is the question, okay? Rabbi Say, I want to tell you what I think. First of all, let's start and read the. Let's start to go. Give me a gotta get this. Close. Tanam Peregim Aloch Aleph, the Bay Sheni, Kishamoch Yohan, Gozu Gzeris al Yisrael, Ubotlu, Ubitlu Dosam. This whole thing over here is the Rambam is telling us basically the Bryce of my Hanukkah, there's a whole section left out which doesn't talks about Govu Beis Hashmonoi V'Notzchom, but doesn't say what the issues were about, okay? And the Rambam thinks it's very important, and it basically you can't open up and begin to understand Hanukkah without that. U'bitul dosam v'l'nichom oisam lasek b'teiru mitzvus u'poshtu yod b'mamoinom u'v'leiseim. Okay. Moinam l'cheir is not a, you know, halachic issue in terms of they came mekayim mitzvahs, but it just made it very difficult. V'nichus l'heichol reported by protes with timot tayis. They were dealing and wanted to destroy anything, any money, the monetary the bonos of its portion of moinam of b'neiseim. Okay. V'nichus l'heichol, the mikdash, whatever, the heichol itself, gimel potzer, potzer, yomim. Okay. V'tzor lohem l'Yisrael m'reid mipneim. It was very difficult, very difficult. Stress was just unbearable. V'lochatzum lachatz godo, ad sherichim aleim. Elokei avuseinu, v'oshienu. Miyod the bitzilam for gov b'nei chashmonoi hakohanim agdolim v'hogum for shiu Yisrael miyod the remiru melech mina kohanim v'chozu malchus Yisrael yes al mosayim shono an hachuban hasheni. Okay. Now we'll get a good point to before just give you the overview. We're going to talk about this. We'll get to it. Ukshegovu Yisrael al ivehem v'ibdum v'obdum. In other words, this is part of the victory, okay? Be'esu v'chamisha v'kislev hoya v'nichas l'heichov lo'y motzul shem and to v'mikdosh el apach echod v'lo hoya bo'y l'hadlik el yom echod b'uvad v'liku v'meno neiroi v'malocho sh'monos yomim ad shikoshu azesim v'otziu shem and to u'gvenei ze hiskinu chachovim shivu yisado shiyu sh'monos hayom u'elu sh'tchilosu v'lel chamisha osa what it means is that it's nitzachon, and on top of that, why did they pick the neiros to explain it? Because of this shemen. But I'm not sure the main thing is nitzachon. Okay. In Rambam. That's what I would tell you. The main thing is Zochan and the Shemen is. And the emesis, that's what it says in Mesech HaSeifim. But Lamai says the Rambam doesn't quote the Mesech HaSeifim. Neiris Halodo. It's on the Vu, even the Neiris himself was because of the Nitzochan. Okay? Now, here is a very, very important thing now. This is an amazing thing, because it's very different from the story of Purim. Okay? And what do I mean, the story of the Yontev of Purim? Because the Rambam says, in the Minyan HaMitzvos HaKotzer, he says like this, he asks, how could they misakin Purim? Zachastira, Zachabal Tesef. He says, at the end of the Atoma, after Minyan HaKotzer, Elakachon Oimim, Shanavim and Bezdin Tiknu, Vitsibu Likos and Megillah by Noski, Lahaski Shvokosha Kodesh Bohu, Uchuish Otolono, Voyakov the Shavisenu, the Shavenu, Kade Lavochu the Halloy, Ukade Lodila Deshe, Emes, Aboyim, Shemes Mashi, Hon about Terra, Kimi Gogodo, Ashelo Kim Koy Milok, Ashemel Kinabo Koyen Lok, which the Mice is the Ram quotes in Hilchus Shuva. And this is the Oka that they did tshuva, and they was there Takalish Bohu, Tinu Shabes Rabon, and this was very instrumental in the tshuva. Okay? What you have in Chanukah is basically only half of this. The second half, the whole discussion about tshuva, okay, and the Oka is not existent in Chanukah. What happened in Chanukah, what the Ram describes here, is a poshita that were in a matzah of terrible duress and terrible stress. No mention that there was chet anywhere, no mention about tshuva, and the Bnei Hashem saved them. That is what's mentioned over here. And that by itself is enough to make a yontif, okay, which is a new thing. Okay, the Ram in the beginning we wouldn't know that. You could have said it's the two things together. Start trying to say Torah. There are two things of the Ram, each one itself. Okay, Levochol LaHalloy, that itself. Okay, that's what you have over here. And the Maisi is the Ram sees the fifth to tell the story. Okay, and you get the impression you can't rely on the Megillus Antiochus. Okay. And I have no problems with that, okay? Because the Eben Ezra is very outspoken about Sfolim that weren't written BP. The Eben Ezra in Chumash in Parsha Shmois, Perik Beis, Parsha Chaf Beis, Vasher Kosa B'divra Yom D'moish Al Tamin, V'klal Oimei Lecho, Kol Sefer Shalei Kosovu, Nevi'im Oy Chachomim, Mipi HaKabola, Ein Lismoich Olov. V'af kiyesh bo dvom shemakhishim adas anachina v'koch ha-sef v'zubovel v'gam sef elder adoni k'doy melem. Okay? You can't, it's not, he's talking about the historical thing, he's telling you story.
But why do you
say
the Rambam?
Megillus Antiochus. You can't rely on it. You can only see what the Messiah from Chazal are, and that's the history. He has to tell you the history, because if you don't, he doesn't tell you the history, you have no source for it. Okay? And there's Makaris in this, there's Ran, there's the Breisei in the whole story, okay? And this, okay. The Ram, it's important to tell us the story, okay? Why is it important to tell us the story, okay? You have Yimei Halel Voido, or Yimei Simcha B'Halel, okay? If you don't know what the story is, or what happened, you can't say Halavado, Mikro Megillah, where the Kriyas is Zuhalalisa, or the Kriyas of Megillah itself is a Chua. So you know what the scoop is. But you can't have a Yontif of saying Halavado without having a clue of what it's all talking about. Look, I'm not saying any, you know, this is not rocket science. Look, this is the Advon Pshutim, okay? So he tells us this, okay? That is another problem, okay? But you know, so let him be Mazik Neiris, and let him talk about Hadlokas Neiris, as he's talking about, as the same way he opens up, okay? Now what does he talk about? Why does he open up Yimei Simcha B'Halil, which he makes a flip on it, because the Gemara is Halil V'Hidor, okay?
Okay. And I assume the Rambam interprets that that's the Yontif. Okay. Okay. The Yontif is Yimei Simcha, the Halav Simcha, and there happens to be a mitzvah of Malachas Neiris. Okay. And it's really a flip of the whole Maseches Megillah, of the whole Hilchos Megillah, because there it's there's a mitzvah of Megillah, and at the end, he tells us that there's a Yontif, which lies in the warm Makabal of the Yontif, but it's Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. Okay. The answer is always okay. Again, the Miku Megillah, and you see in the Gemara something else. And just let me tell you. You talk about Pirsumei Nisa. Okay. In fact, the Ram says that the and Nosh Machayv and Lokas Necha and Kotzim Pirsumei Nisa. They say in Gemara and Miku Megillah Pirsumei Nisa. What's the Pesumei Nisa in the Lokas Neiris? But the Ram himself says at the end over here in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Meid, V'tzochon Lizoye Bo, Kedei Lo Yidi Hanes, Lo Hisa B'Shvach HaKel, Voi Doi Loi, Ala Nisa Shosalon. Okay. Correct? So I ask a question. Okay. Could you have imagined that it would have been like Megillah? That you could have imagined that there's a mitzvah for Hadlokas near Chanukah and an epilogue that it's Yimei Halel Vido. Okay? Or Yimei Simcha V'Halel. Okay? Okay. So I tell you, the Rambam's trying to stress that's impossible. Because until the person, you see, the Mishta V'Simcha on Purim is a postscript. After man hears the story of the Megillah and becomes enraptured by what happened, he sits down afterwards and has Mishta V'Simcha Matan, he makes it Yimei Simcha, okay? And the Maisa is, you can imagine the two things have nothing to do with each other. V'raya, the Bnei HaKnisa, the Anshet, the Bnei HaKforim, Shemachnis, Yom HaKnisa, Chibonishon, they read the Megillah, and Yom HaKnisa, and they have the Yontif Purim on a different day. No, two separate things. Because the magic is, they can be two separate things. Because you have the story of the Megillah, and you're all set. Okay? Without a Hakdoma of a Yontif, Kovum, the Ram learns, Kovum the Yontif, without a Yontif of Halel V'Hidor, that we are enraptured and constantly saying Hodo LaKodesh Baruch Hu, it's only because of the Halel of Hidor that it can give the Hadlokas Neiris that element of Pesumei Nisa. You see the Ness. The Neiris by themselves, without the Tzua of the Yontif, are nothing. And that's the Ram then is Makdim, and that's what he says, that the Mitzvah, and that's what he explains to you, that in general, Hallel is only on a Yom Simcha. That a person is overcome and by joy and thanks to the Rebbeinu Shalom at the Ness. And he says that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which he's quoted in the Gemara, Sifrei Chaim, it's not Yom Simcha Seira, you don't have it. But Chanukah, you do have it. And that's why he insists on calling the Yontif of Chanukah of Simcha V'Hallel. Because without Simcha Hallel, there's no Hallel. And it's only because of Hallel that the Mitzvah Halakas Neiris has significance. And therefore, the Rambam has to tell you immediately, because he starts out and he's explaining, because it's Taka. In Megillah, it's Hilchos Megillah. Because the Megillah is the central point over here. And the Yontif is an epilogue. Here also,
If you look at the Rambam, the same way the Rambam said by Purim, he said it's Yimei Simcha. Matan said, you know, here also on Hanukkah, it makes it Yimei Simcha Bahalo. The same exact thing. But in the Megillah, it's an epilogue. And therefore it's called Hilchos Megillah. And Hanukkah, without the Yontif of Hanukkah, without the Tzur of the Yontif of Challah, Hanukkah, you have absolutely nothing. And therefore the Rambam starts, Yimei Simcha V'Hallel, and then just goes out and explains what you have over here, and you have a locus names with the brachas, okay, and then says it necessary to explain what Hallel is, and why Hallel is because you're enraptured in Simcha. And once you can do that, then you can explain and go on and continue explaining all the dinim on locus names, okay. And that's what the Rambam is taken out of the Gemara. And he doesn't work at all with the Megillas Tainus. My Chanukah, the Tana Rabbonon, b'chofei b'kislev, yomi de Chanukah t'manyin, and lol misvi b'rein, the lolis anit, k'shenichnesu yivonim l'heichol, timu kol ha'shmonim sh'beheichol, sh'kovim ha'chus yovon ha'chmonoi, b'nitzchum botkum, v'loimotsu ela pach echot shel shemen, the awesome yontivim b'halal avodah. That was the ikat takana. And then there's halakas neis the mitzvah, but it's mamish the opposite. And that's the Ram reflects having hilchos Megillah and hilchos Chanukah. That's where he reflects the whole story. Pasher for Yom Chanukah.